Well, Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to change over to verse 21 down to the end of the chapter. And we finish off that section on the spiritual warfare, and we kind of wrap up the letter. And typically, this is the, you know, you start reading through these letters and through these books of the Bible, you kind of get down to the end, and these are kind of places that are kind of glossed over. We kind of did the same thing when we looked at the first of the book, all the greetings and how you doings and all those type of letters. And then at the end we have, you know, hello and wrapping things up. We want to tend to focus on the middle, and we kind of forget about the first and the end. Well, they're in there, and they're just as much God's words as anything else. So it's imperative for us to stop and really stop and take a look at what they say. So we're going to look at verses 21 down to 23, finish off not only this chapter, but also finish off the book of Ephesians. So okay, just read this together here. It says, "But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ." So we were introduced to this gentleman here, Tychicus. I know the Sneeds, if they were going to have a boy, this is what the name they're going to pick. Tychicus. And it's one of those words that I'm slightly dyslexic, so I can't look at it and say it at the same time because my brain gets all confused. But the T-I-C is Tychicus. Tychicus. Say it. Tychicus. There you go. And all of a sudden, we're bringing up this introduction. Now, we don't know much about Tychicus. He's mentioned 5 times in the New Testament, always in relation to Paul. And as Paul is ministering at this point, Paul is in Rome. He is in prison, under house arrest, chained to a soldier on either side of him. And Paul, in the midst of this, is allowed to write these letters, and he's sending these out. And Tychicus is one of the gentlemen that is sent to convey, he's trusted to bring this letter down to not only here, but also to the church in Colossae. And obviously, he goes over and talks to Philemon. So in here, Tychicus has a very vital role in Paul's ministry. And so I thought it was interesting, we started talking about this, I titled the sermon, "The Beatificus." And so hopefully you walk out of here with a new appreciation for this gentleman that you probably didn't... How many of you guys honestly really knew about Tychicus? Yeah, I thought so. Right? And so in here, so hopefully you walk out of here and you can, you know, impress your friends and say, "Hey, so what do you think about the Tychicus?" And they'll look at you like, "What?" You'll be ahead of the game this morning. But in here, it's really imperative as we talk about him. Because in this, you know, they didn't have FedEx, and they didn't have the United States Post Office, they didn't have email, they didn't have all these things. And these letters were written. In order to get to where you wanted to go, had to be handed off to someone that you trusted. It's someone that was going to go and convey and give the information, who will go and venture, that we're talking it would take weeks in order for a letter to get from A to B. You know, we live in such a fast-forward society. You know, I'll get a text or I'll get an email, and people are upset because I don't respond to them like within 3 minutes. Right? Our world has gone so fast-forward. I was talking to one of the kids at Good News Club, and I said, you know, as a kid, we had pen pals. Did anyone here actually have a pen pal that actually worked? I always wanted a pen pal. And so every once in a while, the school would come up, and those of you, you know, young ones here, what would happen was you would actually sit down and write a letter, lick an envelope, and put it in the mail, and it would go for weeks and weeks and weeks, and maybe a month or so. And then finally, you would go outside and get a letter in the mail from this person. And so over the years, I would be so excited. The school would hand out addresses of people in China and Russia and these other places and have you sign up. So I was all excited. I'd sit down, I'd write a letter, and I would lick the envelope. I'd put it in there and send it off. And wait and wait and wait and wait. And I never got one back. I know it's sad. You can feel bad for me. I take pity. Right? I never got one back. And I had other friends that got a correspondence. I knew someone in high school that had corresponded for like 7 years back and forth with someone. I knew someone else that actually played a chess game with someone from Russia. And it would take a month for the letter to get there, a month for it to get back. And so they were making a move every 2 months. Aye, 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 how things have changed. We FaceTime and, you know, we go down and Skype and we got all these instant communications where people are like, hey, if I don't hear from you right now, what's going on? And we go out west and my sister is a texting machine. And so she'll turn around, and I'm not really good at it, right? And so she'll shoot me off a text, and as I'm trying to type a text back, she sends me like three more. And I'm like so far behind trying to catch up to her, and she's frustrated, you know? So he's like, why didn't you answer me? He's like, hold on! I have thumb cramp. I don't know what's going on. Well, in Bible days, it was distance, and it was commitment, and to see these ones who brings these messages across and to get a letter has such a value to it. And so Paul is sending Tychicus for a couple reasons. And there's three qualities that I want to take a look at Tychicus this morning. To be a Tychicus. First thing, look at the language that Paul uses here. He says one of the purposes that he's sending Tychicus is that he's sending this letter by him. But in here, the letter only does so much. We have a lot of doctrinal truths in here, but all the kind of personal details, Paul doesn't leave in here. In here, he trusts Tychicus to bring this across. Notice the language here. He says, look, on top of this letter that's setting up some doctrinal things, he says in here, he says, these are picked out of verses 21 and 23, but that you may also know my affairs and how I am doing. He says, he will make all things known to you, and that you may know my affairs. Because I bet in the midst of this, not only do we have this letter that's bringing it across that Paul is teaching from, right? And while these teachings are so important, you know what a lot of people probably were wondering? Paul, how you doing? Remember, Paul is in prison for his faith. And I'm sure a lot of people had a lot of, Paul, how are you doing? Are you eating well? Are they treating you all right? Right? How about the work of the ministry? I'm sure a lot of people were concerned. Right? Paul was a missionary spreading the gospel. And all of a sudden now he's chained up and dragged away. And what about the ministry? I bet some people had some really personal things as well. Talking about, man. You know, Paul, you've been talking about this God thing. But how could God allow you to be in prison? That doesn't make sense. Right? I know in my life, I've had people say, look, oh, because you're a Christian, you won't have any problems. Oh, yeah, good one. Right? And I worked with a guy, and I had some bad things happen in my life. And he goes, well, I thought because you're a Christian, that bad things weren't going to happen to you. What's going on? These are really questions that people have. Paul, how's your faith? Where's your God now? Is this Christian thing, is it real? I mean, Paul, you got in jail. What's going to happen to me? So all these things, I'm sure when Tychicus came, that people were inquisitive in asking him, what's the real scoop? What's the real scoop? Because I imagine Paul was in chains. It's interesting that in this, that Paul writes these wonderful letters in prison. The book of Philippians is a book about joy. The joy we have in the Lord. He wrote this while he was in prison. You ever had a bad day? Which one, right? I know you're trying this hard to believe, but I can get grumpy. My wife will tell you, I can get grumpy. Especially these dreary, icky days. Right? Where's the joy of the Lord? You know? Where's my heart that this is the day the Lord has made? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Right? Paul wrote, rejoice always. He was in chains. I don't have an excuse. Right? I'm just grumpy because it's cloudy. Man, that kind of shows how mature I am. And in here, they're conveying these ideas. Acts tells us, this is a story that's going on, that it says that when Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concerned the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence and no one forbidding him. Last week we talked about the idea of Paul's prayer that he would have boldness. Paul is in chains. He's got a soldier on either side. And the scripture tells us that while he was there, he preached and shared. People came in to see Paul. That in here, as he was talking and sharing with the prisoners, every shift change, they would turn around and get new guards. And Paul, imagine the guards being chained to Paul. Have you heard about Jesus? Let me tell you about Jesus. And people coming in, and let me tell you, Jesus will forgive you, and Jesus loves you, and He died for you. All right, change the shift. Hey, have you heard about Jesus? He's got a captive audience here. These soldiers aren't going anywhere. And Paul saw this as an opportunity to minister. A lot of Paul's ministry, he's traveling, right? He's going from town to town, city to city. He's in here for a few weeks and then leaves and goes somewhere else. And all this traveling going in place. Paul now is kind of nailed to the floor, if you will. That he's staying in one place and all of a sudden now, hey, where's Paul? I know where he's at. He's in Rome and people would come and see him. The book of Philemon tells us about a prisoner. About a slave. Who turns in and talks to Paul while he was in prison. And the slave gets saved. Gives his life to God. Turns himself along. We have the book of Philemon because of Paul being in prison here. Paul didn't see himself as being held in this walls and being stifled. He saw just the opposite. And I find it interesting because with Tychicus, as Tychicus comes back and tells him about the affairs, what's going on in Paul's life. It would be so easy to turn around and say, oh man, Paul's in prison, the food stinks, that he's being mistreated. It would be so easy to talk about all the negatives. Isn't that sometimes what we fall into? Isn't it? Especially when we talk about the idea of ministry. How's the ministry going? It's so easy to dwell on the negatives. Right? We had a movie last night. I set up for 60 chairs. We had 23 people, right? You say, oh man, I could have went home and said, oh, where was everyone? Right? Oh man, it was such a flop. We have a choice what we're going to focus on. You know what? Everyone got there. Everyone had a great time. God brought some people in. There's some people I didn't know who came. Someone said they just drove by and saw the signs. So they decided they were going to come. Right? God's doing what God's doing. But it's so easy for us to focus on the negative than the positive. It's easy for us to tear down. Right? Some of you have been in church for a long time. You know how this goes. Right? Oh, here we go. The pastor talks too fast. He talks too long. It's easy to pull in all these things, right? They get so negative and so many things. So what we need in churches are tychicuses. That's easy for you to say. That here, what's the heart? And Tychicus had the opportunity to share the exciting things God was doing in Paul's life. Right? What was going on? What was really going on? And Paul didn't see any of it as a negative. Let me share Paul's heart. Right? As he's coming on through, where the people turn around and say, oh man, Paul must be discouraged. No, he's not at all. Let me tell you about Paul's affairs. God's using him greatly where he's at. God has exactly where he wants him to be. 3 soldiers got saved last week. Really? in here. What Tychicus was to bring across was the excitement and the work that God was doing. To give an update. Not to discourage, but to encourage. You know, are you excited over what God's doing? And is you being so excited, is it contagious? You know, I had someone once come and goes, "Pastor, you always seem so excited when you talk about God's Word. Because it's exciting!" Right? If I got up here and was like, "Okay, today, folks, we're going to turn to the book of Ephesians. And here he is, just, you know, Paul's just kind of blah, 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 and you know what? Go home." You'd say, "How many want to come back next week?" Right? No, I don't want that. I don't want part of that. But are you excited in what God is doing in your life? What has He shown you through His Word and what He's working in you? Right? Tychicus was using to fill in the gaps here of what was going on behind the scenes. Now, this is the sort of last Sunday of Past Appreciation Month, and thank you for the cards and gifts, and you guys have been generous and encouraging to us as a family. So after today, you don't have to appreciate us again for another year. You're off the hook. But I'll tell you what a wonderful thing it is as a pastor to have people who are excited over the ministry. Who are excited what's going on in church. Who want to be here, want to be a part. And that's what Tychicus is. He was a man who was excited, who was able to encourage what was really going on, who was able to convey Paul's heart, not just the circumstances, but Paul's heart. What a blessing that is, I'll tell you, from a pastor to people who know the pastor's heart and shares and encourages that. To build up the ministry instead of tearing it down. You know, because there's a lot of people who are easy to just tear down the ministry. Who will tear down the pastor. Who will discourage and throw things along the way. And oftentimes what happens is, I imagine, with Paul. Because you hear about Paul? He got arrested. He what? Yeah, he got arrested. He's chained up. Wow. Now, I like this. He was in a rented home. Paul had to pay for his own house that he was arrested in. Oh, man. Paul's not able to travel like he used to do. He can't go what he used to do. Did you hear about Paul? And in here, that enemy begins that sort of whisper campaign, right? Oh, did you see what they did? Oh. Pulling down. Right? Have you heard about the pastor? What? Are you happy with him? You know, he's kind of long-winded. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Did you see what he wore last week? Yeah. Right? All that. Psh, 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 psh. And all of a sudden that weight starts pulling down. That's just the opposite of what Tychicus was. Then in here we find that Tychicus was a man who was encouraging. Who encouraged the church. And because of that, became an encouragement to Paul. That here, Tychicus was a man who was sort of the eyes and ears for Paul. Because Paul was locked up. He couldn't actually go out anymore. And so in here you need those who were able to do that for him. To support and encourage him. Right? So now we need encouragement. Now we have this support system. That Paul wasn't in this by himself. As I mentioned, Tychicus is mentioned 5 other times in Scripture. Here he is as a man who's being sent, and we see Tychicus filling in the gaps for Paul. Paul was able to turn around and say, "Who's going to go for me?" And Tychicus, "Hey, I'll do it. I'll help you, Paul." I mean, last night I was just sympathizing encouraged me. We turned around, and like I said, within 15 minutes, the whole place was set up. It would have taken me, I would have been there 2 hours if I did it by myself. I'm thankful for those who come around and say, Pastor, how can we help you? How can we encourage you? How can we support you in this? To build up, to encourage all these things. And the last one is defend. Because I'm sure word went out that, oh man, you know, did God forsake Paul? He's in prison. I thought God was going to protect him. And what Tychicus was able to do was go and talk about Paul's heart. This is where, you know what? He's exactly where God wants him to be. God's using him where he's at. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I'm just amazed, you know. Like I said, Paul couldn't go out, but they're bringing guys in. Every change of shift, Paul had two new guards that he could witness to and share the gospel with. People were coming in and seeing him every day. And in here, he was allowed an opportunity to preach and teach. In here, I think God allowed Paul to sit down for a while because he was traveling so much. God allowed him to slow down and actually write the letters that we are blessed with today while he was locked up in prison. Hey, church, don't worry, Tychicus said. God's taking care of Paul. God hasn't forsaken him. God's using him in a great circumstance. And in here, Tychicus was used to defend and encourage the ministry that Paul had. Ephesians goes on and calls him a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord. Tychicus was faithful. Actually, the book of Colossians, Paul calls him a fellow minister. And Paul says, here's a guy who was faithful. You want to be a Tychicus? Be faithful. And that's probably one of the hardest things that we have in today's society, is faithfulness. Is faithfulness. It doesn't matter what organization you belong to, whether it's a church or other things, time and time again, the number one thing they struggle with is people being faithful. I'm so busy doing what I want to do, off and doing all these things and being so consumed in my desires and my ambitions that in here, I don't have time to be committed to one thing. I'm just kind of spread all over the place. Paul told the Corinthians, it says, moreover, is required in a steward that one be found, what? What's the word? See, you don't want to say it. What's the word? Faithful. Faithful. Be a faithful servant of the Lord. I mentioned already, right? Tychicus is mentioned how many times? 5 times in Scripture. And each time he turns around and he says, look, I need someone to send this letter off. Tychicus says, hey, I'll go. Actually, you go fast forward in a couple cases, Paul sends Tychicus to go to Ephesus, where Timothy is a pastor there. And he says, you know what? Tychicus, why don't you go there, take Timothy's place, so that Timothy can come see me. And Tychicus says, okay, I'll do it. So he went out there and filled the pulpit for Timothy. He did the same thing for Titus. You know what? I need Titus to come. So who's going to travel all the way from Rome, all the way to Ephesus? On my behalf. Tychicus says, I'll do it. And Tychicus is his fellow servant. That in here becomes now a friend of Paul. Notice how it says in the beginning here, he calls him a beloved brother. That Paul loved working with this guy. They ministered together. That here, Paul is in prison. Tychicus isn't under arrest. And yet, Tychicus is faithful to hang out with Paul. What do you need done? Where do you need to go? I need you to travel 1,000 miles. Okay, I'll do it. I need someone to go fill in the pulpit here so that Timothy can come. Tychicus says, I'll do it. He was faithful and dependable. I think one of the biggest struggles that churches face today is lack of faithfulness. I often liken churches to kind of like herding cats. Right? And we know how this goes. I mean, there's... Now, I'm preaching to the choir because you guys are all here, so I appreciate you all being here, right? But there are people who are faithful that you know when the church has something, they're going to show up. They're going to participate. They're going to be involved. A couple years ago, I had a lady come up. And she was all upset with me. She goes, "You know, Pastor, I've been in the hospital. I've been in the hospital for 3 months." And she goes, "And you didn't come visit me." I said, "I didn't know you were sick." She goes, "Well, didn't you figure it out when I didn't show up at church?" I said, "You haven't been in church for 2 years. I'm sorry, if I would have known." She looked at me, she goes, "Well, I haven't been there for 3 months." "Well, you were gone so much that we didn't miss you when you weren't here." And that sounds horrible, doesn't it? But she wasn't faithful. And so I always tell people, I say, "Look, if someone's in the hospital, let me know so I can follow up. Because don't presume I know. I'm always the last to know everything. So let me know, remind me. Oh, did you know? Okay, yeah." Worst thing they'll say is, "Yeah, I know. Okay, now I double know." Right? But in here, if you're not here, does it leave a hole because you're always there, right? We know people who are faithful and committed, who serve. Folks, there is so much that can be done. But we need faithful men and women. Right? Faithful in our presence. Be faithful in our giving and faithful in our serving. All these things take place as we are committed to God. Tychicus was a faithful servant who co-ministered together. He was a faithful minister who served. There's so much that can be done. If, Lord, you'll help us to be a Tychicus. The last thing we see is Tychicus was one who brought comfort. He brought comfort. Ephesians tells us that he may comfort your hearts. Because there's a lot going on. You know, Paul's in prison. There's persecution taking place in the early church. They didn't hear. People were upset. People were afraid. People were concerned. Where is this all going? Even Paul's arrested now. Oh no. And all these things are building up. And what Tychicus did was wanted to comfort. The idea here within the church is not to cause strife. That one of the marks of the church should be a sense of unity. Can I tell you something? We as a church, we should like each other. Shouldn't we? And that becomes infectious. Actually, I'll just toss this out. A couple months ago, I was talking to someone who had visited. And afterwards, everyone was all kind of eating next door. And he came up, and they came up and said, "You know what? You guys like each other, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "They're a great group. The pastor's a little weird, but the people are great." People notice that. I said, "If you're out and about and you visit the church," I said, "time how long it takes them to leave the church." I've been in churches where the pastor says amen and the people rush out so much that there's like a sucking sound as people go flying out the door. There's others where people stay and talk and chat. to comfort each other, to encourage one another. How you doing? And really mean it. To pray for someone. I'll pray for you and know that they'll do it. They didn't hear. Tychicus came. Not only just to carry the letter that he brought, but in here to fill in the gaps, to support and encourage the church and encourage Paul. That in here was to bring across the faithful servant and to go and do what needs to be done. But in here to turn around and say, hey, how are you doing? Let me calm you. Let me reassure you of what God's doing. It's a powerful thing. Be comforted by those around us. As Paul wraps up this letter, he finishes it like he started. It says, peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace to the brethren. Folks, this letter was written to a church and Tychicus was sent to the church. And the desire that Paul had for us is that we would have his peace. God's peace. In the midst of what he's doing. In his timing, in his place. As God is working for a sense of unity and love with faith. Peace, love, and faith. I hope those are hallmarks of the church. We love God, we love each other. We have faith that's built on the Word of God, that this is what it says, and we will hold it true no matter what. But this book of Ephesians is a wonderful book, a lot of deep truths in it, of who we are in Christ, of the church and how it should function, and what we should do. But ultimately, Paul's desire is that we would have peace with one each other, love of man and God, in the faith that he has laid down before us. Bring that into your life. Bring this into this church. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, help me to be a Tychicus. Lord, help me to be a faithful servant. To be willing to do and to serve in whatever capacity is needed. Help me be faithful, committed to you above all else. Lord, I pray in our lives, Lord, that you will help us to comfort one another. Lord, help us to support and encourage the ministry you have laid before us, Lord. That you be glorified, that you be lifted up. Lord, that this is your church. Bring those here who want to love you, who want to be loved, who want your truth. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen.